Welcome back to the Stag Raw Podcast. This is the final of the Otago herd. Bevan J. Todd, Burke River, South Westland, 2000. It's a 6x6, 42-1 by 42-6, and 40 2/8 in spread. Span of 33-4, beams are 5-1 each side, coronets are 9-3 by 9-4, brow tines are 13-3 by 14, bays are 11-5 by 11-7, the trays are 10-1 by 9-7, there's some basal snags of 2-4 on each side, cool stuff. Outer royals of 11-1 by 10-4, inner royals of 10-2 by 8-3, and a back tine equal on each side of 15 inches. The total score is 329.5 on the Douglas system. Bevan Todd was accompanied by Greg Hill. The pair lifted into Howe Creek, a tributary of the Burke River, by helicopter. It was the month of April. After a couple of days, during which time no sign of deer was located, the pair lifted their camp and moved to the junction of that stream with the main Burke River. The following morning, Hill headed upstream from their new camp, while Todd travelled downstream. About an hour's travel downstream, Todd received a response to his roaring from across the far side of a major slip. Following continuous challenging in both directions for nigh on 20 minutes, the stag at last broke cover, exposing himself on the far side of the slip, allowing Todd the opportunity of getting a shot away. Crossing the slip, the fortunate hunter soon discovered his dead trophy stag trapped by a log in a steep gut on the far side. The writer had the pleasure of measuring and assisting in the judging of this trophy at the national competitions for the NZDA that year. Another trophy from the Otago area, entered by E. Gillespie, was also in the hunt, so to speak, and it was extremely interesting to see the two distinctly different styles of antler configuration. This Todd trophy, of the blank bounce style, the Gillespie head, of the Glenavon style. The two sources which reforested Invermark in 1853. So that's it from the Otago herd. Next, we're moving south to the Wakatipu Manapouri herd. And if I just scroll through here, some good history on that area from down south. We are starting off in 1916, the Matukituki Valley. This one there calling a Wakatipu head. Theodore N. Russell. Make sure you're joining us there. Exciting start to the Wakatipu herd. Crikey dicks. You'll be wanting to make sure you subscribe for this one. It's a monster. We'll see you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.